No, I got a very huge question to ask you guys, man.
Very huge.
Was that crazy to say?
Oh, very huge pause. Question.
How is that a pause, though?
Because you literally went, there's a very huge...
Question?
Question.
What the fuck? How are you guys going to actually say that?
That's how long you took to ask that.
That's insane. That's a stretch. I'm not falling for that shit. But anyways, man, y'all think the Detroit Lions are real contenders? I know they've been beating up on people. They had a little bit of a little...
What? Go on.
They had a little bit of, you know, struggle early on today against the Indianapolis Colts. Do you think they're beatable? I think they're beatable. I don't think they're actually as good as their record.
Yeah, who do you think they're losing to?
They'll lose to the Eagles.
Of course.
They'll lose to the Eagles.
Of course, bro. You're glazing the Eagles, bro. I know that's your team and all that, but you don't have to glaze them, bro.
To be honest, they'll lose to the Eagles, though. I think we'll beat them. I think we could beat them.
Your two teams going at it.
When do they, I don't think you're.
Do they play them?
Your defense is well equipped enough to beat them.
Defense has been playing really well, bro.
I tell you, defense is playing.
I saw today's game. Rams was driving up and down the field pretty easily today.
But they got 7 points in the first half, bro.
Didn't fumble, it would have been 14.
Are you sure, though? Because they've had four drives after the touchdown drive.
They went back and forth.
Don't let us up get started down, on.
They're literally on the 1 yard line with 10 seconds left in the first half, so they're going to score again.
Okay, that's good. Oh, shit.
I'll tell you a defense that's been playing great. The Green Bay Packers. Beat the San Francisco
49ers. Yo, don't even start, bro. Allen, do not even start. Are you serious? You're going to give Jordan Love credit for that?
No picks.
Did you watch?
For beating a scrub?
Yo, I don't know why they didn't run the ball, though.
Saffron?
How could Saffron? They barely gave C-Mac any touches. I know. I'm a C-Mac owner.
Fuck me up a little bit. Give credit to them for that win.
I'm just proud that I'm just proud. Crazy.
Proud of your team. I own that guy.
Huh? What?
Yeah.
You own what?
I own C-Mac. I bought him.
You trying to get a land back?
Stop. What? Bro. I don't know where you're going at, but just stop, bro.
Oh, I thought we was on the same page, boy.
But anyways, yeah. No picks, but Jordan Love. To you, it may mean nothing.
No, for him, it's huge. Big.
It is.
It's big. Big first step.
Flip the page.
It's because Josh Jacobs did 99% of the work.
Did he have to make any tough throws?
Well, he made a really dot of a throw, but... He made really dot of a throw. But Christian Watson dropped it.
For 160, bro.
Christian Watson dropped like an 80-yarder, bro.
Yeah.
60-yarder.
How many completions?
Like 12. He didn't really have to do much.
12 completions.
Dinky, he didn't really have to do much.
12 completions.
160 yards. Dinky donkey.
Sonny's under crediting him. He actually completions.
13,
oh,
bro.
Man.
Dinky donkey.
Look, it's about progression, right? No picks.
Progression, bro.
He's the highest paid quarterback
in the league. Progress
and
what?
They winning. Yeah. And they winning.
Against backups.
Bro, they're like third in their division.
That's fucking good division, bro.
So,
they only have three. How many losses do they have?
Quarterback should be undefeated, if you ask me.
How many losses,
bro? No.
Highest paid. Who? What?
He only has three losses.
Yeah, and five wins.
No. He's gonna give Malik Willis his wins to Jordan Love. He's gonna give Malik Willis wins to Jordan Love, bro.
Six wins.
Obviously,
so
he got those.
So he's 6-3. Pedestrian.
How's that pedestrian?
So similar to what the fucking pedestrian CJ Stroud's up to.
He's playing way better than that bum. I'll tell you that. Bum. He's crazy, playing like
bro.
A bum.
This guy crazy.
Let's be real.
Last season.
Bro,
you were all over him.
I wasn't all over him. You were all over him, bro.
Pull up the messages,
come on, bro.
Please?
Nah.
Come on, bro.
CJ Stroud, he's a dog, bro.
He's a dog, but yo, who's in love with him, though? Let's be for real.
What are you talking about, bro?
Jeff, don't glaze.
Okay.
Who was in love with
not being? It was a fucking orgy with you niggas on that shit, bro.
What the fuck? That's gay.
This guy is actually fucked.
Anyways, if Jordan Love was playing like him right now, God forbid,
he's playing
y'all would
worse.
Not let up.
Okay, but hold up, bro.
Y'all would not let up.
Look,
be real.
Look,
playing worse.
Yeah. How are you?
See, just try to play better last season than Jordan Love's playing right now.
Easily.
So?
What the I think fuck? CJ Stroud is playing better right now than Jordan Love.
There's no way you can say that.
I don't know. So CJ
Plus, let's not forget.
Bro, they've been injury cursed this whole season. Yo,
Jordan Love has a full 1.5, almost 2 years on CJ Stroud in the league.
He hasn't played.
So we're just praising quarterbacks when they get one game without any turnovers all of a sudden?
That's what Sonny's doing. That's what Sonny's doing nowadays.
It's just like, oh, the highest paid quarterback in the league, by the way. We're celebrating a game where the highest paid quarterback isn't throwing an interception.
I started off with the defense, actually.
But yeah, but you curved the boat, brother.
This is how you know Jordan Love is not elite, because every single elite quarterback, knows in order to build a good team, you cannot be the highest paid player on that team as a quarterback. That's what every elite quarterback. He's not.
At the time, he was the highest paid.
He actually deserves it, though.
But his contract isn't structured in a way.
They restructured
it. It's restructured for him
to get it all at the end of his career or whatever.
Exactly. But Jordan Love, give me all of it now. Let me throw 14 picks.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, look what's 14. Happening there. T. Higgins is going to be gone.
Justin Herbert.
Exactly. These guys are not, I'm saying.
They're playing good. They're fucking winning.
They're not going to be champions, bro.
Lamar Jackson.
I don't think
anybody's being a champion with fucking Mahomes out here.
But that's the difference, bro. When Brady was in the league, no one was a champion. It's a
different league, yeah.
Well, you can't compare everybody to Brady, man.
Brady was taking pay cuts to keep the teammates around him.
No one else was doing that but him.
So, exactly. That's what makes him great.
Okay, so just him.
Mahomes is doing the same thing.
Just him and Mahomes. Yeah, Mahomes
the two greatest players.
Mahomes isn't actually taking a pay cut. He just got paid.
He gets restructured to make sure that his other teammates get paid.
No. In the restructuring, he got paid more than his original contract.
Later on.
Yes,
though.
But it's like in order for him to win while he's on the team.
I think you guys misunderstood what it said. Because of how the margins of quarterback market changed, they actually started paying him more. So, when he signed in 2020, it was a 10-year, $500 million?
Yes, but when is he getting that money? I swear, what are the meals?
I mean, they could save the money to the end of his career. It's still his money, though.
Yes, but it's easier for the team at the time to sign players.
Bills, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, okay, Peyton Manning.
I understand what you're saying.
Aaron Rodgers does with Briggs, bro.
Peyton Manning does.
They're still good fucking quarterbacks.
He's going to compare them to Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, let's compare them to... Arguably the two greatest quarterbacks of all time.
I'm just saying, historically, the highest paid quarterbacks, for a reason, they get paid and then they don't live up to
it. All of this is Jordan Love is
Drew Brees.
He's overpaid.
That's yes.
It. How is he overpaid?
Easily overpaid.
He's not the best quarterback in the league right now.
Is he the highest paid right now?
Yes.
Is this somebody else?
No, it's him.
Did somebody just take his spot? Was it Herbert?
No one else signed
That's like his whole point is that he's not the top. Is he top five?
Bro, brother.
He's not top five.
Do you not understand what happens? If you're a decent quarterback, when your contract is up, you get paid the highest.
It's true. Tua did get
that's
paid.
Just happened.
Tua did that's get paid.
Oh, what are we talking about? It's not him. It's Dak. Dak's the highest paid quarterback.
Shit.
Guys.
I mean, that's a good comparison right there.
How's that, bro? That's how it goes.
That's a great comparison.
Bro, Kirk was the highest paid quarterback once upon a time.
That's even better of a comparison, bro.
I'm telling you is, bro, it doesn't matter.
Line right
there. Herbert was, Lamar was. What do you mean the line?
Those guys are obviously completely different, though.
Those guys are completely different.
And it's saying was. That's the thing. You know Jordan Love is there. Lamar Jackson just got paid this much. As Jordan Love, you really think you're worth more than that? And as Green Bay, you're going
to
pay...
Yes, let's fall to Jordan Love for getting his money.
Oh, never mind. His contract is just normal. He's getting $40 million a year.
Wasn't it 50?
It's 40 plus bonuses. And then
whatever it is, yeah. So whatever it is, it's a normal contract.
This is a normal contract, yeah.
Green Bay.
Is all they did. What they
players
did
like
did.
Lamar and Mahomes. You see Jordan Love. One successful season. Mid-successful season.
How's that mid?
Mid-successful season.
That was a good
last
season.
Year was pretty promising for Jordan Love. Things have changed this year, though.
Yeah. How has it changed?
Because they're not doing big shit.
Time. Just throwing picks. That's the only
thing. You look at that team and say they can go anywhere?
That is a fucking big deal, buddy.
Yeah, I think they could go. Bro, they have a great defense.
Sonny,
Josh Jacobs is good.
When your team season ended on a pick into triple coverage, and then you regress and throw more picks, that's a big cause for concern. Good,
no pick today. Got to start small. Defense is way better.
I can't even take
this. Defense is way better.
That's insane.
And they got a better running back.
That's actually insane.
Yo, he's not playing that bad.
Yeah, but he's not playing as amazing as you're painting.
Bro, is he even top five?
I didn't start it off he's by not say, top saying five. The defense.
Bo Nix is outplaying him in the past three
that
games.
That is true.
Bo Nix is playing good football.
Bo Nix is
right
balling.
Now. Is right balling. Now, Bo Nix is balling right now. Right now, still.
Yeah, he's playing better than a lot of players, actually.
Yeah, he is. Jordan Love included.
Don't just throw him in there.
He's playing better than K-Love. He's playing better than K-Love. More people you throw in there. I'll throw a lot more people in there.
Throw all of them.
He's playing better than Drake, man.
CJ Stroud.
Of course.
I don't see you talking that same shit about CJ Stroud.
CJ's fell off a map, yo.
Off the map.
Yo, he's
not
he's
even gone. Close.
He's to lose to Tennessee is crazy still.
No, bro. They're on pedestrian timing. Like,
and I don't even want to hear about
I thought it was because Nico was injured.
He came back.
Yeah, but then Diggs went out.
You didn't have Diggs last year.
Yeah, but whoever they had last year in replacement of him.
No, they have Tank.
No, they still have Tank.
They have everybody.
They still have that guy. What's his other name, man?
Schultz?
Yeah. No, they have one more receiver who's not too bad. Forgot his name.
Ooh, what position? Is he a?
It's like a slot. Team? Yeah, yeah. Menchie.
Oh yeah, yeah. John Menchie.
They lost somebody though, didn't they?
They lost Stephon Diggs. They didn't lose anybody.
No,
in the
offseason.
No, they brought the whole team back. Is what they said.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
they
like,
have weapons.
I mean, like the comparison was those two as the new upcoming talents in the league, and well, at least my boy winning. Like.
Upcoming. C.J. Stroud was a pure rookie.
I think Matt LaFleur is a guy too, though. Bro.
Exactly,
I think I think that's a benefit to Jordan Love's success.
I don't know. I feel like he has better weapons.
He probably does, but I just don't think that the
who has better weapons.
I think CJ Stroud has better weapons.
100%.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's only Matt give and LaFleur. Take. It's a give and take. Then
I get you, but yo, Matt LaFleur actually had the last success with Aaron Rodgers before he also fell off the map. That motherfucker's winning percentage is crazy, Matt LaFleur.
Bro, you could have all the weapons in the world if you're not a shooter. It's pointless. So
CJ Stroud isn't a shooter.
His offensive play caller is not a shooter.
What the fuck? Also, CJ Stroud's offensive.
We're calling the offensive coordinator shooters now?
They That's do gotta
conductors,
have
to bro. Yeah,
they're
just sit on his lap then. Just sit on his lap the way you're acting right now, bro.
For I'm confirming saying, a true
I'm
fact.
Saying, bro,
it's had nothing to do with you. It's just the way he's acting right now, bro.
How am I acting?
He says anything. Well, you honestly.
Yo,
you gotta take that into
though,
account.
Bro, he's offensively,
historically, they are shooters.
He did not say that, bro.
Yo, first of all, let me clear
sorry,
the fucking
I'm
air.
Sorry, bro.
He loved CJ Stroud. I'm glad he's coming around to admit that he's fallen off a map and he may never actually be good at football ever again.
You're crazy.
I don't think so.
Kid, that's too far, bro. I wouldn't even say that.
I said May.
We may.
May means
he'll be fine.
May. When, though?
Just pull out the I don't know when.
I'm not even actually trying to argue about this.
No, but actually, though, with CJ Stroud, though. Like, but what happened to him, though? Actually. Because he's
I'm
had
trying
his way.
To ask
he's,
y'all, bro.
What the fuck you asking me?
I'm the one who brought this up.
No.
Are we just looking at stats and like wins, though? Or are we just actually watching how he throws the ball?
Yeah, he's still playing the same to me. His stats are just statistically a little bit down from last year.
He's
That's
not
what I see.
Playing the same, bro.
He's not playing the same.
There's no way you can say he's playing. Have you watched the game?
Today, I did not watch the game. I'll be honest.
Dude,
I don't know.
You watched the game.
Yeah,
right? I think it's just all these players, as soon as they start hopping on these freaking.
Do you think this is just a sophomore slump?
He threw two picks today.
I
got sacked four times.
They were pedestrian picks, by the way.
Like bad?
Yeah, they were pedestrian. Like normal guy. Like
yeah,
me
if you make Will
NFL
Levis
pick.
Look good, bro, it's a problem.
Were they at home?
Yes, brother.
Oh, yeah, no. Come on. Don't compare him to Jordan Love, yo.
Jordan Love has had bad games too, bro.
He like, wins.
And just we're not gonna put Jordan Love on a pedestal
bro.
Right here, bro.
He wins. And they have a defense too, bro.
They're
stacked team.
I don't know. Will Levis and those guys carved them up today, bro. They looked fucking ordinary.
Bro, they were a Super Bowl contender.
Okay, but bro, listen.
And they're in a shit division.
Yo, I think they. Who got injured?
You're saying Packers?
Who got injured for them? Will Anderson?
I don't think so.
Will Anderson.
Yeah, that makes a big difference on your defense, bro. The pass rush shit.
You're
just
always
like Nick Bosa not being there.
Yeah, but like I don't know, pass rushers. I don't know. They seem to have that really big impact when they're out of the games.
Bro.
For teams.
It's a crazy impact. It disrupts everything. Run game, pass game.
Timing, all sorts of shit. Defensive backs get exposed.
You have a good defensive tackle there. You can't run loop arounds, drags, anything like that. Because they're stopping that.
Yeah.
Look at TJ Watt. This guy literally wrecks the game. But yo, you're saying Green Bay is going to make it to the Super Bowl or make it out of the NFC. The three losses are to Eagles, Vikings, and who's the third one?
Detroit.
Lions.
Detroit. Fucking, yeah.
That's all NFC top tier teams.
It's tough, man.
So
the Vikings won.
You think they're making it past the second time they play? Because they play Lions and Vikings again.
Soon.
That's what I'm banking on.
Soon.
Vikings look like they've just
Vikings,
slowly fallen apart.
They're shaky, bro. They're
not that good. Nah, man.
I think they played pretty good today.
JJ's got strapped.
Using a blender.
Not really.
Yeah, what the fuck? He only had two catches, man.
He had two really big plays that got called back. Penalties.
That doesn't matter.
It does, bro.
Doesn't matter.
His players being stupid.
Come on.
They're a little bit more disciplined. He would have had
Your boy strapped him up, but you're not even going to give him credit for that?
No, you know why? Because Matt Eberflus is an idiot, and he calls zone defense. So maybe Jalen Johnson was on him for maybe 50% of the game. But when you have third and long, you play soft zone coverage, what do you think happens?
Bro, he had two catches for 27 yards, bro. He got strapped.
He didn't get strapped.
He made that one big catch.
At the end. That was the end of the game.
Addison was just literally torching.
Yeah.
Addison's good, man.
And Hawkinson.
Loki doesn't get the ball.
And that O-line is looking shaky. Sam Darnold was getting sacked.
I mean,
that's just Sam Darnold, man.
It's a good pass rush, though.
Chicago does not have a good pass rush.
Their problem is they don't have a consistent run game. Like, they're weird. Some games Aaron Jones is having a day, and some games he's just not.
No, because when they don't have a good pass game, for some reason they try to stick to the pass game.
I can't believe I'm about to lose to a guy who has two running backs on the same team starting.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
That's insane.
Can you believe that, bro?
What, who do you have?
Yes, to what?
Cam Akers and Aaron Jones. I had to get another running back this week because
I'm going to lose it. Bro.
And you chose Cam Akers?
Yeah, so if Minnesota plays and whoever gets touchdowns, I get the points.
But on a more serious note, this is why you never win fantasy.
Yeah. There's so many running backs.
They weren't there this week when I went to look, man.
Yo, you're
let me go check.
Okay, you guys go both look at the same
you're
time.
You're tweaked, bro.
I looked.
Because that's just unnecessary.
Charbonnet, you couldn't pick up?
You didn't pick up Charbonnet? Why didn't you pick up Charbonnet?
What the fuck you mean that I didn't pick up
or Charbonnet? Or Justice Hill?
Those guys are shit too.
How much did...
That's K9's team.
How much did he score today?
Charbonnet?
Akers.
Yeah, 6.
Yeah. Justice Hill got 9.
What about Jalen Warren?
But he's playing playing on Thursday, and I didn't want to take a play early in the week.
That's dumb. Because what he dropped 15 points.
What the fuck logic is that?
That's crazy.
I thought Najee was going to have a day against the Browns still.
But you just said you didn't want to take a person early.
But you know how that backfield works too. Like,
it was Thursday.
You don't ever see the split rushes with Aaron Jones and Cam Akers. Like, you know the Jalen Warren and Najee.
Cam Akers has been getting some touches on that team.
What up, P. Ryan?
That guy's shit too, bro.
What do you put up to this? 5 points.
It's very slim, but I mean, two running backs from the same team is...
I was just hoping to get whatever points, bro.
It's just crazy, bro.
You gave Cam Akers 2 touchdowns.
Unless it's David Montgomery and Jameer Gibbs. That's the only way that's...
But then even if you get the points, that means the other running back's not getting any points either.
No, I'm hoping Aaron Jones is the gadget guy.
This guy was probably thinking, I'm going to make a stack.
Get hedges and shit. That's what he
does. Well, Rashad White and Bucky Irving's a good duo.
Yeah, that is...
That was a hedge thing.
That's actually a good duo.
I was gonna
hedge it.
Whoever was gonna score was gonna get the points, no matter what. Listen, man, you ain't gotta talk about that.
Waivers is a very important part of fantasy. It's probably won me like 5 games.
Done really well with this.
You telling me? I got a lot of people out the waivers.
Jonnu Smith.
That was a big one. DeAndre Swift. That was
Cortland Sutton.
That changed my season, bro.
Cortland Sutton is a guy all of a sudden.
Yeah,
bro.
That's crazy.
Yo, today I was watching the game. I was like, damn.
He just needed
great.
A connection, bro. Bo Nix literally looks for him.
Well, can't believe nobody picked him up. That's actually insane.
Nah, because the past years, he's always been available.
Also, he's been good, man.
Nah, I remember last year.
On him.
I think everybody had their turn picking him up.
But that was with him and Jerry Jeudy too. And
they had a bad offense with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's what it is. But he's a one receiver though. Like he's been a one receiver his whole career. But like some of the catches he made today though,
crazy.
I refuse to watch Denver games, bro.
Now Bo Nix is playing. He's playing nice.
Both those games just suck.
It's the Raiders.
It's not, bro.
I think they're watching a Raiders game.
I'm telling you, the Sean Payton offense is slowly starting to come back. The guy is kind of looking, far-fetched, but he's kind of looking a little Drewish.
Relax.
He's put up some crazy numbers these last few games, though, still.
I'm
not saying he's Jewish.
Chill,
I'm not saying he's Jewish, but
it just looks.
He's like 86, 73, 75.
Eerily familiar.
Jewish or Drewish?
Drewish.
Breeze.
Jewish. Let's just look at Bo Nix for a second.
How he's outplaying Caleb.
This light-skinned quarterback. Yeah, he is outplaying Caleb.
Bro, on every drive, you're just seeing like 35, 40-yard reception, 60-yard touchdown. It's like,
they're good. And Caleb's been playing really good.
Caleb played amazing today, I'm not going to lie. But,
how the fuck you guys still lose? All right, but like amazing slash garbage, if that's even possible.
Yeah, I mean, like what was the last overtime drive? I feel like
he's the only guy who can do that, bro.
Why would he take that sack, bro? Why the fuck would he take that sack in overtime, man?
Oh, I didn't watch that at all still.
It's a bad sack.
I thought you said you watched
the end. How's that?
That's the only thing I didn't watch was the end.
That's the only part to watch.
No, I had the under. Once they went over, it was I ain't trying to watch.
Look, Bo Nix last three games, bro. 22 for 30, 215, two touchdowns. That's light.
No picks.
No picks. 28 for 33, 307, four touchdowns, no picks.
So, rookie of the year?
It's right shaping now, up to be, right I would say.
It's a close play. Him or Jaden Daniels. Yeah. Jaden Daniels played horrible today.
Terrible, yeah, man.
Horrible
today. No, you know what?
And last week.
Biasly, I feel like they're going to give it to Caleb for some reason. But Bo Nix deserves it.
There is no fucking chance.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Y'all, it's voting based. No, it's voting based.
Nigga, y'all lost five straight games.
But who's voting for him?
Telling you, bro, the league is just weird like that.
I don't even know you blazed that.
I'm not saying that I want him. Bo Nix deserves it.
I don't think he's blazing.
You just
talk.
Who else is
he? He's just tripping.
It's voting. Watch. It's going to be rigged, bro.
No, it's going to be.
How would it be rigged for a guy who has five straight losses in a pivotal time of the year, bro?
Pivotal.
They keep posting his highlights like he's fucking.
They want him to be good, bro. They want him.
Exactly.
He's number one overall.
But he's not even in the top for rookie of the year. It's only been Jaden Daniels. That's like the only guy they've actually talked about rookie of the year.
They did talk about Bo Nix last week.
Did they?
This week might solidify.
It.
It's really between the two.
Fucking Drake May if he had something on the scene.
If they just beat KC that week, he would handle fucking.
Well, they should have. Yeah. They have him again in week 18. But I think KC would lock up first thing.
Bro, you guys are like so close to just being like 8-3, Brandon.
It's actually fried, bro.
Blocked field goal.
Hail Mary.
Today's stupid shit.
Well, today, no, it was a comeback, but then you lose.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Minnesota was in control most of the game.
That's like you're at the roulette table and you just keep getting
Colts. I say Colts was a very winner.
No. You guys all got outplayed the first too much.
Like three. Get three.
But that's still three wins, though.
Yeah, so
it's still seven and five.
The Hail Mary was just the worst.
That's objectively ridiculous.
It's just so
and the block
fried,
kick.
And,
the
and
block
how kick. Did you guys get blocked again today, bro? First kick.
Oh, that's what happened?
Yeah,
first kick.
I saw the ball switch sides and I was like, oh, blessed for that.
There's got to be something that they're reading because that's what they said last week.
His low trajectory, the same thing I was telling you guys last week.
What he was saying is actually spin.
Beyond 40 yards, he has a lower trajectory.
I don't know. On the game winning one, I've seen a lot of players get loose, yo.
Saquon 70-yard touchdown still.
70?
70-yard touchdown.
And he's coughing on a lung. An imaginary lung.
Oh, shit.
Well, you actually kill me, bro.
oh man.
Come on. What's that app?
Well, Jalen Hurts is definitely getting one, so I lost today.
On one thing?
On the Cardinals. Yeah. And then I also lost on, what was the other one I said?
Yo, I bet against the Cardinals three straight weeks. And they fucking won.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I bet. I bet.
Same, man.
They're so comparable to Atlanta. It's scary.
Nah, I hate those two teams, bro.
No. Cardinals.
It's the bird hex.
It is. Except for Eagles. Eagles.
They're pretty consistent.
Seahawks. Yeah. But Seahawks played good last week.
Seahawks is a curse too,
man. Whenever I do take Seattle, I lose as well.
Yeah, it's the bird hex,
bro. He's just so inconsistent.
He is
bro.
Inconsistent.
Who?
Gino.
He is mad inconsistent.
Like,
and Kyler literally looks for Marvin Harrison or Trey McBride.
Okay, no,
it's the only two guys he's throwing the fucking ball to. And James Conner decides randomly to fuck.
Nah, bro. Did you guys see the pick six?
Oh, no, I didn't see
that.
I didn't
see that. That's what changed the whole game. It was
7-3. Oh, yeah, we ran off. Bro, that's so bad.
Oh, yo, that pick six was so bad, bro.
He overthrew the fuck out of him, just straight into the fucking.
Fourth and one, they had Wilson. Actually, funny enough, it's the same receiver. And it was a naked bootleg. And he just overthrew him, bro. And Kobe
Bryant. What's with quarterbacks overthrowing, bro?
He's also a squidget,
ask Caleb,
bro.
Caleb Williams, bro. The way that
just
guy
these
overthrows.
Short guys, bro.
Yo, did you guys know that?
Caleb's short.
He's short, man. I saw him like in front of the offensive linemen, all the receivers. He's mad short.
Really? What the fuck?
I think he's like 6'1".
Oh. That's like not that short,
though. Nah, for a quarterback.
It's not that short, but for a quarterback, it is.
It's not terribly. It's verge, still.
Yeah.
Verge of being a midget.
I think Russell Wilson is like 6 feet or something.
Nah, but he's 5'10".
5'11", no?
5'11", bro.
Are you sure?
5'11". 5'11".
But me and this guy had a heated argument over Kyler Murray being a midget and Russell Wilson not being known as a midget.
I was just saying Russell Wilson's only 2 inches taller than the guy.
It's a big
Fucking huge difference, bro.
Okay.
Who looks smaller on the field? Kyler or
CIA? Definitely Kyler, bro.
Yeah.
I think it's also just the way he runs. Kyler just looks like that cartoon.
Yo, bro. He had
the cartoon just freaking legs.
Short,
running
short
like
legs.
This,
yeah, bro. Like if you put animation of smoke behind his feet, it'll look like a cartoon.
Fucking Roadrunner.
Huh?
You're checking out tall. Russell
Caleb?
Wilson.
Yeah. Well, I thought that's weird.
Well, no, yeah. Like, I feel like even if you picture like Drake May, I bet you Drake May and Caleb are the same height, but Drake May also looks like he's short.
Though Drake May is 6'4".
Drake May looks tall. Yeah. He looks tall.
Yeah, he's lanky, motherfucker.
Maybe my perception is just all. But it's also the O-line, like whatever players you
have. Yeah. In retrospect. Like Tua looks very short.
Yeah, he's 6'1".
We got the tallest quarterback.
Tua looks like, yo, but that Miami team, man.
I knew you were.
Why do you like them so much, bro?
I don't.
Should have just played the stats this week.
I really
don't.
Minnesota
Timberwolves, Cleveland Browns, Miami Dolphins.
Damn.
What about the Timberwolves?
Do you want?
Who do they play?
Did they lose?
They lost today.
Russell Wilson is 5'11".
Yeah.
Boston.
Not the Timberwolves to lose against the Raptors. Timberwolves haven't beat the Raptors at home and when Raptors are home since 2002.
Yeah,
that's
insane.
Long time.
Now, when they say these stats in the NFL, like crazy stats like that, the next play it always gets.
That's just for the kicker, bro.
Yo, even
did
that
you
Arizona?
Hear the onside shit today?
That was crazy.
Fans are like, oh yeah, 9 straight onsides, never recovered.
That was so fluke, bro.
But yo, basketball since 2002.
That's
fun, insane. So it's basketball, crazy. You play.
You think about how many
so many games,
teams.
Bro. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
And you play every year, bro.
Exactly. You don't miss.
Oh, actually, that's 22.
Probably at least
basically
once,
different teams.
Once every 2 years.
No. They play like if you're in a different conference, it's 1-1. And if
okay. So then, yeah, every year. That's fucked.
Every year, every single year, you play them twice.
But yo, Seattle has beaten Arizona like 6 straight times.
See.
That should have been. You see, I didn't know that.
I saw that this morning.
I feel like
same thing with the Cleveland,
bro. We gotta start looking at the streaks.
Still took the forehand.
The Cleveland game's the same thing.
The Browns.
Thursday I took night, the Browns.
Yeah. The Pittsburgh one, bro. Remember I shared that in the group.
Yeah, and then I took them.
Yeah, that was it.
And then I fucking put some other bullshit.
Those things are very.
That shit matters.
What did I have on there? Something stupid. Something like yards. I think somebody to get something here, but then
probably,
fucking started snowing.
Snow probably fucked it up.
Snow fucked it up.
Yeah.
For football, those divisional matchups really matter.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
always kind of fucked up.
Because you know like the team's tendency.
Cowboys versus the fucking Commanders today.
It's right. Like how the Ravens can't beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Right.
It but doesn't like, make sense.
But also, the Browns always beat Ravens and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so shit's so weird. Shit's so weird.
The math, Cincinnati's bro. Over there it's dropping never... 80 points on each and losing.
Well, yeah, Cincinnati loses to all of them. That's the crazy part. They lose all of them.
That's a bad franchise right now, man.
They were the leaders for getting T. Higgins.
That'll be big. You guys get T. Higgins?
I think we'll be a 500.
How are you guys doing with cap space over there?
We're fucking great.
I think we're top 3.
We're paying nobody.
That's something like that's best.
And, bro, they were top 5 last season, so...
It's literally just offense, bro. If we just stack we just need like 2 or 3 players.
We don't need jack shit on defense. Maybe a pass rusher.
Offensive line's pretty good.
Pass rusher's always... Always up for
Travis Hunter, bro. I think we should go for him. But is he going to play receiver?
Is he going to translate?
No,
he's going to play two-way.
I think he's solidified on like Dallas or Vegas, no?
He's going to be like...
He's number one, yo. This is what they're saying.
Nah. Yeah, but these guys nowadays, they just be like, I'm not playing for you.
That's what they're saying.
I thought Shadur.
No, it's Shadur.
I think Shadur is going to be shit.
Damn.
How?
How is Shadur going to be at 3?
He's in the... Usually the number one pick is like a team that needs a quarterback.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Well, no, right now they're projecting Travis Hunter 1.
But who's
that's Shadur insane. 2 or 3. When is the last time a quarterback has not been picked as number one?
It's been a while.
But yo, who's has number one pick this year, though?
What about Justin Jefferson?
Giants?
He was a number one.
Yeah, he was like 18.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
We had a chance to get him. Or was it the Eagles?
The Eagles had the chance.
Eagles. They took Jalen Rieger.
Guy's fucking ass. Literally fucking garbage. Yo,
they took Jalen Rieger over. See the bro, imagine AJ Brown and Jay Jets, bro.
Yeah, I don't think it would happen.
Yeah, they passed on AJ too. They passed on AJ too. But we fucking took N'Keal Harry over DK Metcalf and AJ Brown.
That was insane. Motherfuckers used to talk about N'Keal Harry like he was going to be a god. But he had one catch on Chicago, though.
Fucking block.
Where is he now?
He's fucking probably out of the league, bro.
Who had one catch?
N'Keal Harry, remember when Justin threw it to him?
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty nasty catch, too.
How the fuck do you remember that?
The fucking guy rolled over the other guy's.
Because I remember the announcer.
That was a crazy catch. It was like a big time highlight at the time.
Yeah.
Yo, you're glazing Miami right now.
Jadeveon Clowney was the last number one overall pick wasn't the quarterback.
Yeah, Miami sucks, bro.
In 2014.
Yeah, you glazed them, but like, I don't know.
You're glazing Miami. Tyreek's not playing good.
And I don't think they're going anywhere without Tyreek
playing
good.
Tua is not a guy.
Don't base any team, like Patriots right now. If you beat.
I know, but they beat. They're not just. They're tanking, they didn't just beat New England. Like, I think they just as a team look.
They
like
did just beat New England. What else did they?
No, I said I'm not just talking about New England.
Then what else are you talking about?
The other games they won before.
What are they?
They beat the Cardinals.
Aren't they like, what are they, 5-7?
The Cardinals.
They didn't beat the Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
So the Cardinals won.
Did I have the Cardinals?
Yeah, Cardinals won that day.
Oh, yeah. That's how the losing streak with Cardinals started.
Damn.
They were 2-7, though.
They beat Rams, Raiders, and Patriots. They lost to Bills, Cardinals, Colts. And they beat us the first game.
I mean, Tua just got back.
Rams, you could say, is all right. But
yo, let's say.
Yeah, listen, I'm not even saying that team's going to be doing really well. I'm just saying it was nice to see them get their quarterback back and have some continuity. Like, they looked like a decent team today.
Well, you could have your matchup with Sonny next week because you play the Packers.
Damn. Participation.
Where, though?
I think in Lambeau.
That matters.
Who plays?
If it's in Lambeau.
Miami?
Yeah.
If it's in Lambeau, then it's over with. Like, it's not even close. Yeah. No competition.
Yeah. There's another matchup next week.
Oh, yeah, there is another matchup. There's another matchup next week. I'd catch that game right now for sure.
What is it?
Ravens versus Eagles. Look, y'all gonna lose, bro. And I'm gonna tell you why. The NFC stat.
Yeah.
He's only lost to Daniel Jones in the NFC. We're like 28-1.
This is actually insane.
23-1,
bro.
Still great. But at least it was the NFC East opponent. At the time Tom Brady lost the Super Bowls, it was only to an NFC opponent, so.
Well, that's the only way you can lose the Super Bowl when you play somebody from.
NFC East, buddy. Some division.
You said NFC component.
I said NFC East. Didn't I?
He said NFC opponent. The only time Tom Brady's lost in the Super Bowl was an NFC opponent.
That's what you said, bro.
I didn't say East?
No.
Tweaking. I meant East. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You can't look at me like I'm stupid.
I recant it. I'm an idiot. But I meant NFC East. My bad.
That was the only time Tom Brady's ever lost to the NFC. That's a lie.
No, I'm talking about the Super Bowl, man.
He's saying the only time he's lost to the NFC East was in the Super Bowl.
What you're saying? The only time he's lost in the Super Bowl is to NFC East teams. Only time Lamar's ever lost.
Saying he beats the rest of the NFC in the Super Bowl except for the NFC East teams.
He's only... Okay.
And then Lamar Jackson is only lost.
Such a sick bro.
Lamar Jackson's.
He lost to one of the NFC East teams.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
He's played other NFC East teams, bro, and beat them.
He's played you guys before.
No, he's saying because we lost once to the Eagles and twice to the Giants. So that's three teams.
I'm just saying Lamar could follow the same fate next
year. But he didn't. He beat the Cowboys this year.
Yeah.
And he's played the Eagles before and beat them, no?
I don't think he's played the Eagles. I don't remember him playing the Eagles.
He's talking about Super Bowl. Sure he's only had. Super Bowl.
No.
Wait, what? So we're talking about Super Bowl?
Oh, you're talking about Lamar now? Okay.
I'm sure Lamar has played in his rookie year the Eagles.
I'm sure. Because they only play a one conference. So I think he beat Washington as well. That's another NFC East team. And he beat the Cowboys. Did he beat the Giants?
I'm saying that if there's anybody who has a chance, it would be an NFC East team.
Yeah, but he already beat two of them.
I'm saying in general, he's only
lost. Lamar has a record of 1-0 against the Eagles in his career.
And he already beat the Eagles.
So in 2020.
Where is this game, though, yo?
In 2020.
Where is this game now? This week? In the link?
You already know, bro. It's in the link.
They beat them.
No, it's not. It's at the bank.
Is it MetLife?
It's not MetLife.
Is it?
The bank.
What's it called? M&T?
Yeah. So, yeah.
They win?
Who y'all got, bro? I got to go with the stat. I'm not even. Yeah. I just got to go with the stat. I'm
based actually taking on my stats ticket. Have been doing.
Yep. I watched like 5 of them hit this weekend.
Consecutively.
Will you be betting on this game?
What time is it?
4:25. Last afternoon game.
That shit matters.
Last afternoon game.
Why does that matter?
The structure of betting.
Nah.
What's the structure of betting, bro?
I ain't taking all 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
That's what I do too.
Yeah, like I ain't trying to fucking let this shit then leak out to 4.
I
hit, like,
then I get to take exactly, that in 2-4.
That's the whole thing. It is. That's what it is. That's the whole regime.
I'm so not fucking AK over it's here it's just it. Being like, yeah, I'm a bet on Thursday and this is going to take me into Sunday.
No. Okay, I don't go that far. I go 1-4.
He's crazy. He's crazy with that.
Yeah, yo, this ticket's going into 2025 season.
I think Baltimore's a great team, bro. Baltimore's a great team, but you know I'm gonna go with the birds, man. Green ones.
So
I'm gonna
take that. Baltimore's the birds as well.
The green one. I rectified myself before you had the opportunity to speak, buddy.
You rectum yourself?
Rectified. How is that funny though? I literally said rectified though. How is that funny?
Hey yo. But yo, question: say you guys about to start a team in the NFL, and there's a rule in the NFL if a new team were to join. They have to do basically like a fantasy draft. So starting from scratch, you get to pick your team, basically assemble from all the players in the league. Are you taking Mahomes first?
Yes.
Obviously, bro.
Over everybody?
Yes. Yeah, over everybody in the league.
So it has to everybody be quarterback. In the league right now. You have to take quarterback first.
Yeah.
Who are the other
who's the best quarterback?
Taking Mahomes still.
Who are you going to take, bro? I want to hear this.
Don't be dumb here, bro.
I would probably take Mahomes too, but Lamar is an option.
What the?
Lamar is an option. He's probably the second option.
He's the second option.
Yes, some people will put him above.
Nah.
Some people put Aaron Rodgers above Tom Brady too.
That was different.
Like imagine Lamar with Andy Reid.
A-Rod had rings. Yeah. What?
Imagine Lamar with Andy
Reid. I don't think
Reid.
It'd work, bro.
No, it'd work.
Oh, yeah. Well. Anybody.
Andy Reid.
He can go fix any team, to be honest.
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith wasn't actually that bad.
Yeah, he was like number one overall pick,
he
bro.
Was actually supposed to be good, though. He actually was supposed to be good.
He was decent.
Motherfuckers talk shit about him because he, like, low-key was, like, whatever.
Nah, he was good on San Fran, actually. I don't even know why they let him go. Because of his injury?
Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick, that's what it was.
He was good, too.
They fumbled that shit, though.
He fell off heavy.
Nah, what did they fumble?
Colin.
What did they fumble?
How did Colin fall off, man?
Colin Kaepernick?
What did they fumble, bro?
Hold on.
Okay. Colin Kaepernick fell off because he came back for a time.
So I don't think he fell off, but they Chip Kelly ruined him. Like, he ruined everything.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You know all about that shit.
No, you know all about that.
You had Chip Kelly, too?
No. He just knows about the coaching.
Oh. That was bad. That was a bad bro, their number one receiver was Riley Cooper on the depth chart.
Bro, we had a squad, though. Michael Vick, LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, he took Sean all Jackson. Of them away, bro.
Jeremy Macklin.
Man's like, buy Mike Vick, Nick Foles, which in the long run, good choice.
I mean, Nick Foles did have a fucking 7-game touchdown that year.
So yeah, that's actually,
it. That's all he had,
7-game touchdown. He has 7-game touchdown. A 7-game touchdown.
I almost got away with it too, you know. I'm not gonna lie,
he had to say it like 3 times before I realized.
But you know, I said it and then Brandon's like, yeah. And I thought bitch ass, bro.
But yeah, how'd they fumble that, yo?
I let go of Ali Smith for calling.
What the fuck you mean, dude? He played Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know, but then
that's not a fumble.
But then he took the knee and then they lost both quarterbacks.
So, no, I don't think that's what happened. Jim Harbaugh left and just they signed Chip Kelly.
Where did everybody go after the knee, though?
The fuck you mean?
Everybody was gone, though. That's when Colin was out the league, right?
Brother, they lost the Super Bowl. Jim Harbaugh left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In comes Chip Kelly.
Was he playing good before he took the knee, though?
Yeah.
These guys are saying he fell off. I think he was playing whatever.
He was playing bad, bro. Like, I don't know. I don't know what happened to him, but he grew his hair.
Yeah. Chip Kelly happened, bro.
I'm being serious, bro.
He got too black, yo.
No. What are you talking about, bro?
BLM, bro.
BLM. I don't know what happened to him, bro. He started throwing like feather passes all of a sudden.
I didn't really watch him too much when he turned.
I remember vividly there was a game against Arizona. And he underthrew a wide open receiver so bad, bro. The guy had to run back like 10 yards to catch the ball. Still scored a touchdown, but.
Well, come on.
The next play. Pick, yeah. The next play, same thing. And it was a pick that time.
Could be making this up. We have no idea.
Check it.
Yeah, that just sounded like fuck. I fucked up. He caught it.
Don't worry.
No, wait. It happened again. Let and it was a pick.
I'm going to find it. Watch.
Relax.
It's all good. It's all good. Don't even stress.
Nah, I'm fine.
I'm not even trying to argue about this right now, bro.
But yo, that's a true statement sometimes.
I'm just pulling this out all the time. Not even standing on it, bro.
As soon as he loses the argument, yo, honestly, I ain't even going to fight you about this, yo. I know you care a lot about this. I don't even care.
Anyway, man.
Name some players.
I do think the Eagles win next week, though. I think they can win. I think they can win is what I should say.
Yeah, but you don't think they win.
I do. I do.
You believe in those stats too, brother.
I do. I'm a firm believer in that shit.
And you guys had a good run winning a couple games and shit. You guys are 8-2. You're due for a loss. It's okay.
8-2?
Yeah.
Roughly 9-2.
Oh, yeah. You guys are good, bro. That doesn't even matter.
Bro, you guys are way ahead in the division. Oh, never mind. I forgot about Pittsburgh. Still.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I was saying you guys don't need a win either. But you know what really matters, though? How well Ravens play is what happens tomorrow.
No, Ravens need the win.
Yeah, they need the win. The fuck? They need their division's actually competitive.
What are they, 7-4?
Yeah. Don't win against the Chargers, I think. Tomorrow night.
Yeah, but fuck, primetime?
Primetime Lamar's a problem.
You know what their problem is? They don't run the fucking ball enough. And I don't understand how you could take Derrick Henry out in the goal line for any play.
When did they do that, though?
They do it all the time.
Imagine taking Saquon out.
All the time. All the fucking time.
Imagine taking Saquon out, putting in Kenneth Gainwell.
Because even when he has a big, like, bro, those big rushes he has, and you'll see him get pulled for, like, 2-3 plays in a drive.
Yo, that shit will gas you, though.
Bro. Yeah.
Like, 60...
Come on, bro.
Just put him there for a distraction. Like, he ain't got to do nothing.
Yeah, yeah. So block. When he runs and his fucking legs are locked up and he gets crunched.
Why can't he block?
What? No, just block.
No, but what they try to do is continue running.
You don't have to.
I know what you guys are saying. This is what they did. In that Bucs game.
That seems that? They lost.
Bro, you got Lamar. RPO. What, if you want to run the ball, there's so many options, bro.
There is. But remember the Bucs game when he had that 70-yard one when we all needed a touchdown and shit?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yo, they left him in the game after the 70-yard rush, right? And the next play, he was huffing and puffing. He got crunched for a 4-yard loss.
Try to throw the ball. Do something different.
Run it right away.
Play action. Bro, come on.
And you know why? What happens? Leave him there. Oh, the distraction is that he's going to run it, and they called it.
Yeah.
And that's why they tackled him for a loss.
So or maybe take him out for one play. Not the whole rest of the drive.
I'm sure this shit gets them tired, though, bro.
Bro, you are giving these people too much credit. They're fucking up.
Yo, bro, these guys.
They're fucking up. You have the leader rushing.
You see other teams, dog? They just make the running backs just run, bro. Non-stop. Yeah,
they're fucking horses. These guys are trying to make a playoff run.
They got
to
make the playoffs first.
They will.
Yeah, but you got to be high seed.
Dog,
you lost a division game.
You made a 70-yard run, you're tired, just go and fucking score, and then you're going to be sitting off for a whole drive.
Okay. Exactly.
I just got to check because the NFC shit might be fucked up. I mean, the AFC shit might be fucked up.
What, standings?
Yeah.
They want to win the division, bro. They lost to Pittsburgh.
Right now,
they're number one.
The picture right now is Chiefs have a bye. It's going to be Buffalo versus Denver, Steelers versus Ravens.
Never mind, I tripped.
And Texans versus Chargers.
Bro, Steelers were 8-2 before they lost? That's fucking retarded. I thought they were like 8-4 or some shit. 7-4. Yeah, so Baltimore needs the win tomorrow. But like...
That's what I've been saying.
But like, so do the Chargers.
Chargers are good in their division, bro.
What do you mean they're good in their division?
They're not.
They're not.
Yeah, because Denver.
KC,
fam.
They both need it.
They both need that win.
Denver hasn't even had their bye yet either.
That's good for them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's blessed
for them. Phoenix the guy.
Late season byes are blessed.
Well, since we're at this.
Fuck, these guys have a week 14 bye, bro.
That's a good bye.
That's a great bye.
All right, we might as well just start listing out the games, man.
Yeah.
Devin.
We got Thanksgiving weekend coming up here, folks.
All right.
Right in America.
Yeah, I got a fucking slaughter to start it off.
Yeah. The Chicago Bears visit the Detroit.
We'll see about that.
Lions.
They're having
we'll see about that.
10.5-point spread.
We'll see about that. I'm taking them to cover.
What the fuck?
Respect.
I'm taking them to cover. That's
bro, y'all.
You are not covering shit. You are 100%. Getting 20 point at least.
The Lions are notorious for fucking up Thanksgiving. Yeah.
They are pretty.
I love
they're
it.
They're notorious for doing
I love
that
it.
Shit. But
Thanksgiving
it
matchup?
Might be a close game though.
They won last year though.
Didn't the Green Bay smoke them? Wasn't that Jordan Love's coming out party?
Oh my god, it was.
And then the year before that they lost to Chicago.
Holy
and then
bro.
The year before that they lost to Chicago.
Well the last again. Time they the last matchup was December 10th, 2023. Bears won 28-13.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was Trubisky's.
That was the last time Bears won.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Trubisky. He said 2023, no?
No, you said 2020, no?
2023 was the last matchup.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Fields.
Yeah, yeah.
And Bears won?
28-13.
Wow.
But and that was just with Detroit, not on I'm talking about Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're talking
Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm just saying last matchup.
Okay, so
Detroit notoriously on
yeah,
Thanksgiving. No, bro. That doesn't mean take the Bears.
Nah, I'm done, bro. I've taken them too many times.
I can see myself taking the Bears that day.
You're crazy, bro.
I'm taking them to cover is more realistic.
Don't just the Bears. There's gonna be bear for Thanksgiving. No turkey.
That's crazy.
It's going to be lying. That's what there's
going to
be.
What, by a covering main. The spread?
Yo, okay, but I do see the Bears somehow winning that game out of all games.
And listen,
the
man, the offense.
Due for a letdown game, man.
Why? Why do you see that? Why?
Because
it's just what
Jared
Goff does.
They keep fucking playing
bro.
Good.
It's just what they do, bro. They managed to get out of the
if
Houston
they were
game.
Due for one, it would have been that fucking Houston game, but they somehow won.
That's crazy.
Bro, can I show you the offensive comparison of the teams?
Okay.
So total yards. Lions are ranked second in the league with 410. Bears are ranked 25th in the league with 316. Passing yards, 242 to 173. 6th to 30th. Rushing yards, 100.
Okay, we're also putting in fucking Shane Waldron's shitbox offense.
Bro, the Detroit Lions offense is ranked 3rd in rushing yards, 1st in points, and 6th in third down. Bro, it's like top 5
yo,
in everything.
They have cleared everybody they've played. Like,
yeah.
But... And the Bears are ranked bottom 5 in everything on offense.
I think this is, after the loss today, I think they bounced back well this week.
Okay. Their defense, though, shows good stats. It's just.
What's the next game, bro? What?
Giants versus Cowboys. Cowboys win another
DeVito.
One.
DeVito.
Cowboys.
Fuck, Cowboys going to win back-to-back games.
Are
they
at home? What
does that matter to you, bro?
Cowboys are at home.
Will Cowboys win their first home game all year?
Yep,
fuck you. Them niggas.
3.5-point spread.
That's
Cowboys usually win on Thanksgiving, right?
Giants literally got slaughtered today, bro. Like, bad.
They suck, bro. Yeah. They're such a bad organization right now.
Well, that's like Malik Nabers came out and said it's not the quarterback.
Yeah, it's not the quarterback.
Easy call. Damn. Why didn't you say that last week when they're flaming Daniel Jones saying something? Go and say that. Obviously, now you can say
they're saying they fucked up Daniel
Wait,
Jones.
Wait, who said that?
They did not fuck up. Daniel Jones fucked up Daniel Jones.
I believe you, Sonny. But
and the mans are just roasting Malik Nabers saying you're a fucking rookie.
He should keep his yap shut, though, still. For now.
I'd get out of there as fast as possible.
All right, bro.
Whenever you have bad ownership, like fried owners.
And Caleb should cut.
It's not even comparable.
It kind of is, bro.
It's literally comparable.
You guys are a way better
team,
bro.
You guys
bro.
Seen how many quarterbacks y'all have had? You guys ruin people, bro.
If you're looking at history.
Right now, Caleb is obviously developing better.
You know, Trubisky had a good season that year.
Malik Nabers looks good. Yeah, but he should still get the fuck out of there. Like, you're not going to do shit there.
Yeah.
Yo, am I saying something crazy? Or
what does that have to do with the point, bro?
Huh?
What does that have to do with the point?
Because you're saying that he should get out of that, like that they ruin people.
Malik Nabers, because they're not going to get him a good quarterback. Instead of using Drew Lock, they went to Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, so like Caleb, they gave him Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, they gave him all these things. It's like
they're not going to have him give him good coaching, ever.
All right,
he has good coaching right now.
Next.
Dable? We're talking about Malik Nabers right now.
No, I'm talking about Caleb.
Oh, Caleb's coaches are good? I don't know.
Thomas anything. Brown just... Caleb looks completely different, bro.
They did. The whole sideline looked completely different than usually.
The offense looks completely
white.
Different. Sure? Don't give me that. Don't give me that side look like this, bro.
Okay, but yo, you sure? Because you have a history of glazing your coach. And then
you do.
Then though. The next year. Man, we just need to fire our OC.
Do you know who they signed?
Yeah.
Do you know
your credibility with that shit is out the window.
Do you know what he did?
I mean, look. Just look at the game and you could see the difference. There is a difference. I don't have to say
anything.
I'm not
going to lie. There is a difference.
There's a difference. But there's a difference. I'm just wondering how long this is going to last. You know,
like. I mean, for an offense coordinator to come in and make the change that fast. It's a common thing where coaches get fired
and the team just steps for that one day and then all of a sudden it's back.
I mean, yeah, but to do it for two games against division opponents back to back is crazy. You have
to give defenses time to recognize tendencies and shit like that, bro, before we're able to make assessments on if they're able to make
adjustments. Yes, but brother, they didn't change any of the offensive plays. The playbook is exactly the same. It's just execution and play calling.
That's what I'd say about the Vikings. They started off hot because all these teams were like, yo, your schemes are crazy.
Yeah, but then you learn.
Slowly, teams are figuring it out.
That's exactly what it is. You pick up tendencies.
All right. Late game Thursday, we got
Washington.
The Dolphins versus Packers.
Dolphins.
What the fuck?
Jalen Ramsey pick six on Thanksgiving. Turkey leg for dinner.
He's just hating on shit.
Packers win and they cover that 3.5
point
spread.
It's in Lambeau, bro.
Lambeau?
That's strange. Lambeau
watch world, bro.
Hold on. It's only 3-point spread in Lambeau?
Yeah. That's for a reason, bro.
Because they just won big today, bro.
Against Patriots.
So they beat you guys, bro. But like...
Yeah, the fucking disgruntled team. Anybody could have beat us.
We're not disgruntled.
No, I'm talking about Chicago. CFL fucking team.
Brandon, onto some with that line being weird, yo. That should be a 7-point line, yo.
You care about lines, though?
Somebody never cared
about lines.
Somebody
lines
knows
are real,
though.
Bro.
Somebody
no,
knows
no.
something.
No, no. I'm not... I'm just saying this guy does not like
I
lines.
I know, but he's learned his lesson.
Damn. You learned your lesson?
Learned my lesson with that, too.
Bro.
Fuck.
Who's teaching you, bro?
Losses. What do you want me to like, try to reach
go
for
to some, school, boy.
Try to reach for something, but you know I ain't a school nigga.
So, reach for what? Pause. Hey, yo, bro, like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Weird.
Another good stat to look at is that the Dolphins haven't beat a team with a winning record since 2022.
That is insane.
Oh my god.
And they don't play
week three.
And they don't play well. They also
week
don't
three,
play well outside.
Talk about the spread all you want. All
right, bro,
I'm taking that one to the bank.
You gonna bet that?
To the bank. It's Thursday, man. Three games. You gotta bet, man. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's three games.
They're still. All
right, Friday.
Friday.
Raiders versus Chiefs.
Yeah, there's a game on Friday.
Of course, it's that fucking game.
The barn is burnt.
Chiefs. Gardner Minshew's out for the season.
Yeah, but they have Desmond Ridder.
Well, this,
did you see him play today?
Yeah, he's dog water, bro.
Strip sacks.
Ass.
You know when the dog drinks the water and then leaves it there for a couple hours? That's what Desmond Ridder is.
Spit fucking grime.
Last play of the game, he got crunched on a fucking
sack. Bro, these guys get such a little pick-me schedule.
He's throwing the ball. He's throwing the ball.
Every week, I swear, we look at the Chiefs schedule and we're just like, yep.
They always have the easiest schedules,
it's
bro.
The division, man. Division,
bro.
And then one tough matchup was the Bills and they lost.
It's just like the division sucks.
To be honest, they had a hard time against Denver.
It's just like the Patriots when they were good, though.
But Denver's...
Yeah, it was like
and
the
they should have lost.
It was like the Patriots.
And they
like, bro, Dolphins, Jets,
could have lost
easy
the Panthers,
four wins.
Yeah, Dolphins, Jets. Who was that?
Fucking Lamar... Mahomes
Bills
30 yeah. yard scamp.
You know, Tom's
six
only
easy wins.
You know,
bro.
Tom's yeah. only That's lost crazy. To the Bills three times in his whole career.
It's insane.
Three
you
fucking really times.
To Tampa Bay, you are.
That's why I hate the Bills because I think they're nice now, but we own them.
They're okay.
They suck.
All right.
No, Josh Allen's nice. So.
Start off Sunday, Texans versus Jaguars.
Yeah, Jags might just take that at this point.
Wait, who's the quarterback?
Mac Jones, bro.
Oh, yeah. Texans. Get out of here. Texans.
I forgot they don't have a quarterback. And, yo, Christian Kirk's out, too, for the season.
It doesn't. They could all be in. With Mac Jones, you ain't winning shit.
Chargers versus Falcons.
Chargers.
Falcons.
Yeah. No, but this is
the game, bro.
This
is the game. This is the game.
This
is the game. It is the game. You know what? I switch it. I'm taking ATL.
Darnell Mooney legacy.
Don't do
game.
It.
You know why
you're
is
damned
the game?
If you do.
You know why is the game?
You're
1 point spread.
Don't, bro.
Chargers.
Chargers
1.5.
Chargers
See,
are favorite. Chargers
away.
Bro.
Chargers away. Yeah, Chargers win.
The 1.5 point spreads are literally saying danger.
That's in my bet. Fucking Chargers on a 1.
That's
literally
saying we don't know what the fuck's gonna happen.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
literally
yeah.
what it means.
We have no idea.
You know what? This team has a better record. So
is the ATI at home though?
ATL's
yeah,
at home.
They are weird at home, though.
They're weird. That dark place?
Yeah, they're weird.
That dark
at home.
Place?
They're weird at home. Maybe, I don't know. They need a win,
Chargers,
though.
Chargers, I could trust. Chargers, yo,
yeah, ATO needs a win.
Just because they need a win don't mean they're going to get a win.
I hear you.
Ladd McConkey is questionable.
Ah, fuck. It's early, though.
You don't have Ladd.
No, I want to bet on the game.
Oh.
Titans versus Commanders.
Commanders bounce back. There's no way Titans win two in a row.
That is true.
Titans look good. Pollard looks good.
And they're not going to just go out losing to...
Titans!
Will Levis meme week
Titan
return.
Yeah, I ain't Commanders. Going Tennessee just yet, but they're going to have to prove one more game.
Tennessee.
Where's that game?
Great
Washington?
Price.
Washington. In Washington.
What's the spread?
5.5 Washington.
Oh, what the fuck is going on? That's money. I need that.
See?
I need that.
You know what? Just clip that, and then next week when we're talking about how the Titans won, just be like...
Damn.
This is what it is.
Damn, all right,
then you got the Cardinals versus the Vikings. Vikings.
See, that's another iffy game.
Don't do this, bro.
Who's home?
Vikings.
Yeah.
Skull is a tough one.
Skull's crazy. Yeah. What time is it?
One.
Okay. That's
4 o'clock and shit? Okay. Kylie doesn't really play well at one, so.
I don't know about that. I'm just saying a 4 o'clock school or even prime time school. That's scary, please. So.
What's the next game, Devin?
Patriots versus Colts in New England.
Patriots. Like
3-point spread for Colts.
Anthony Richardson is shit.
Did he play shit today?
So I'll say that every week.
Did he play shit today?
He played okay. He
played shit, bro.
It's going over on yards.
Did he play better?
How do you do today?
Who do you play today? Detroit, 11 for 28, 172, 0 touchdowns, 0 picks.
For him, that's a step up.
That's horrible, bro.
What? 61 rushing yards.
There you go.
It's not bad. He had
that's good to you, bro?
I'm just looking at you, bro.
Yeah, no, for what, bro?
That. I ain't saying that.
All right. So next one.
Yeah.
But what are you guys thinking, bro? You gonna say something?
I like Patriots.
Are the Patriots tanking or not?
This is stay away. But if we're actually being legit, just talking about they should be tanking, like, I'd take Colts.
They could win this game, but are they tanking? That's the question, yeah.
I think Colts win. I think now they're taking the tank serious.
That'll be good.
We don't need a tank that hard because we don't need a quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They still get good value in players. That pick, bro.
I don't think we need Travis.
There is value. You get value 2 in the picks.
They could get away with
trading down.
Potentially, if you get a number one pick, you could.
I don't think we should say Travis. He's going to probably pick quarter.
Nah, man. He's going to play two-way.
A couple of plays, bro.
But
but we need offense, like, right now.
He's going to play more offense, I feel like.
I don't know.
And a couple plays defense.
Nah, that's not how it goes, yo. It goes your full-time defense and then some plays offense.
I think it'd go either way, but...
Who's going to play sometime corner?
Yeah, it'd be like all full-time corner, yeah, sometimes offense.
Yeah, but I mean, you're gonna bring Travis Hunter onto the field on offense... You obviously know where the ball is going.
Nah, man. They just use him as a decoy, too. You guys had a guy like that, a corner. That fast guy. What's his name?
Come on, bro. Like,
yeah,
this is a number one overall pick and shit. Like,
yeah. So
you're using him for a decoy?
Yeah. Like, put him on defense. He's going to play corner, man. He's going to play corner in the NFL.
Colts win. If we're going off tanking. But it's probably just a game. We should all just stay off next week.
Yeah, I know.
Patriots.
Because it's going to look like there's value in
He's Colts. Nasty on offense, too.
Yeah, but I think he's a better... You don't think he's a better defender than he is offensive player?
I feel like he has bigger plays on offense.
So Colts, Patriots? Is who?
I'm going to have to go with the Patriots.
Okay.
Colts. All right, Steelers versus Bengals.
Bengals. They have to win.
Bengals.
This is a must-win game.
Where is it, though? Yeah.
It's in Cincinnati.
Who they? Bro, why are you grabbing your neck, bro?
I don't know.
Go, just say Steelers, bro. You like
they need it. They need it.
I know, but bro, they've needed games for fucking this whole season, bro.
Steelers.
Pittsburgh.
Like, look at the game.
Saying Steelers.
I'm going to Steelers, man. Look at the game they just lost to the Chargers, man. Fuck. They needed that shit so bad.
Chargers are good.
Yeah, bro. They just be losing, man. I don't know what to tell you about
the game.
Okay, bro.
Then Seahawks versus Jets.
What?
Seahawks.
Yeah, Jets.
That's
have
a
give
nice
it up.
7-1 p.m. games.
Who's that?
The Jets are at home.
That's the game, too.
Seahawks
bro.
Have given up. I mean, Jets have given up, no?
Yeah, Seahawks.
They got too much dysfunction. Yeah, they got Seahawks. Too much dysfunction. You're right.
And that's free odds, bro. 1.5 point spread.
What? Okay.
Don't. What?
Why is it 1.5 though?
Because
oh my goodness,
Seattle's won some tough games in the last couple weeks.
Aaron Rodgers is a prick.
There's three teams you do not bet on this year from now on. It's Jets, the Jets, Atlanta. Bears, and Atlanta.
The scary thing with Jets is they can win out and make wild cards.
Bears, just because of their schedule, seriously? Would just be idiotic. So, right? To take
No. Denver's not losing that many games, though.
Well, it's not. Oh, fuck.
The AFC wild card.
If they win out, they'd be 9-8.
Denver can't lose three games?
Okay.
Denver would have to win two games.
Houston can't lose three games?
I just don't think they will, though, bro.
Talk about Ken.
So you need...
Whatever. Let's get on the next game.
All right, brother. We're at 1 hour.
Then Rams versus Saints.
It's a tough one.
Rams.
Rams bounce back.
Rams.
Yeah.
Rams.
Bucks versus Panthers. Bucks.
Bucks.
I feel like Panthers might low key.
Nah. Bucks about to take control of that division.
The thing with Bucks, bro, they have like 3-4 games where they're really good, and they're a team that crashes too.
Yo, they figured out their run game with Bucky and Rashad White.
Because Rashad White was just a scrub.
And they just screen. Just run them. They run screens.
That guy's such a scrub. I never seen a running back average 40 yards per game, bro.
Because he splits it.
Even when he was there alone, bro. Rashad White.
Yeah, you tried to trade me in, bro. Snake ass nigga.
Then you got
what the fuck does it matter? The player that you got is on injured reserve.
Whatever, bro. That's the gamble, though. That's the gamble.
And Rashad White did good for me today.
And David Montgomery's got scored like every single game.
Three past the last
4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, he
did. Running back still.
All right, Eagles versus Ravens. Ravens.
Eagles.
Ravens.
I knew the haters were going to be out anyways.
It's not haters. It's not hate,
bro. We played the odds.
Ravens, bro.
Yeah.
Niners versus the Bills. Is Brock Purdy back?
I don't think so.
Doesn't
look like it because 7-point spread.
Doesn't even matter.
Bills.
Brock Purdy could be in there with George Kittle. Doesn't even matter.
Nah. If you use it, I think they win.
Where's the game?
It's in
honestly, all they needed today was just a fucking quarterback.
Bro. There might be some snow up in Buffalo too by then.
I'm California.
I'm going Niners. What? Why can't it? If Brock Purdy's in though. Only if
it's crazy. Just because you don't like Bill, so.
Maybe.
Maybe. And then we got a real barn burner for Monday. A real quarterback showdown. We got the Browns versus the Broncos.
Yeah, but Bo Nix is going to go off.
Yeah, no.
Broncos.
What a why does Broncos get all these late games, man?
Yeah, Broncos, like, actually, you haven't watched them recently?
They've been playing good, bro.
They're playing good, yo.
Trash. Look at that. Did you see his jerseys?
They're shit.
Jameis might just slice up high school jerseys. Defense, though.
Yo, Browns.
Their defense is also nice, yo. I think that's what the Broncos are really feeding off right now, too.
It also depends on what speech Jameis gives before the game starts.
Which defense is good?
Broncos.
They both are. They have the number one corner in the league, bro.
Yeah, there you go. I was waiting for it.
Cleveland wins.
I'm sorry, bro. Is that fucked up to say, though? When I'm talking about
this guy, this guy loves quarters, bro.
He just wants to say Christian Gonzalez is better, bro.
He is.
Jalen Waddle had a day today.
Did he? Did he have a fumble six?
Did Jalen Waddle have a fumble six?
Hmm?
No, he didn't.
Who? Who didn't have one?
Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle?
Wait, Sonny.
Oh my
what did you hear?
Gosh.
Gonzo. Gonzo had a fumble six.
I said Jalen Waddle had a day, though.
So fucking what? He's guarding Tyreek, bro.
No. I was watching the game, buddy. I was watching, like, what is wrong with this guy, bro? Like, why do you get all smug?
He number one, though. He got a number one.
Yo, I'm sure.
Why the fuck were you watching that game?
I needed the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, you're going to stop watching that game after like the second quarter, brother.
How much money did you make off that pick, bro?
Bro, they were only like -4.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what were the odds?
If you take them on the spread, -4, then 190.
He did not touch. He doesn't touch spreads.
I don't do spreads.
It's like -298, maybe?
I don't know, bro. 1.45?
It's probably like 1 point.
Yeah, compared to all the other odds today, that was bless.
Really?
Yeah.
Today had the 1.16 days,
that should have been way higher. What the hell? We haven't beat them in so long.
Bro, they've been playing.
Yeah, they've been playing ass, and we just beat the Bears.
That's makes a very sense. Low bar, bro.
Early on, I can't believe the first 4 or 5 drives, you guys had them still. Like, it was one of those games where I was like, oh my God, Patriots going to fucking win this game.
Gonzo. Lockdown.
All right, bro.
You think he's number one in the league?
I'm sorry. Number two.
They're his boys, nice.
You said number two?
Your Pat Sertain's doing way better than Jalen right now.
But Jalen's number two.
I don't know. Your boy just lopped with J-Jets.
It wasn't him alone. It wasn't him the whole game.
I saw a lot of man.
We're going to go Patrick Sertain and then Jalen Johnson. But you mean three? Gonzo, if that's a top. Like three?
He's going to pull out the stats for fucking, what, to forget his name on Eagles.
Locking up J-Jets is he's a rookie. Is a I don't even say nothing about Q. But who did Pat Sertain lock up?
Anybody he plays.
I don't know. I think I don't know. I gotta look into that Pat Sertain shit.
Bro, if you're not hearing him get burnt, that means he's locking motherfuckers up, man.
What do you mean, bro? And nobody cares about quarterbacks getting burns.
What is he been playing?
When they get burnt.
I didn't say burnt.
Jalen Johnson was strapping them up.
I didn't say burnt.
Yeah, no, you said.
You don't hear about cornerbacks when they're locked
up. Who has he played? Denver.
They played the Raiders today. Who does he have to lock up on the Raiders?
Bro. He guarded Brock Bowers all day, bro.
Oh, my God.
Sonny was bitching about him being in the blender. Oh, my God. Sonny was bitching about
Brock. Tight end. A rookie tight end. Congratulations. ATL,
Drake London. That's pretty good, locking up Drake London.
All right. Okay, yeah, whatever, bro. Are you discrediting Pat Surtain right now?
I just want to see who he is locked up, bro. That's all. I didn't
see any of these fucking Denver games.
Oh, man.
Play KC. KC won. D-Hop had 4 for 56. Kelsey had 8 for
Bro, 64. He's guarding no really good receivers, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
He should.
No, I mean, it's easy for your stats to be good when you're not.
Yeah, it's easy. It's simple. It's fucking simple, man. When you don't actually have to guard someone good, number
How
one.
How the fuck are you guys just going to come out and say that?
What do you mean,
We're talking about this year, bro. It's not a lifetime achievement award.
It isn't. He's been great this year.
Yeah. He didn't have to go up against the competition that Gonzo had to go up or Jalen Johnson.
It's true.
Okay. So that makes him not number one, though. Okay. That doesn't make any fucking sense. It's not his fault. He plays who's in front of him.
Compared to his last three seasons, this season's a fall off for him.
In what regard? What stats do you have?
So, it's 2023 season. 59 solo tackles, 10 assisted tackles.
Bro, he's a defensive back, man.
What does TOT stand over?
What'd you say?
Coach Prime is right, bro. If a defensive back has too many tackles, then they're not doing a good enough job. That means that the receiver
the ball
catching.
Is coming towards them.
What's TOT stand for?
I don't know.
He had one interception last year.
It's because they don't throw his way, yo. Because he's actually locking niggas up.
Whatever. So let's see if he does it against good competition. That's all I'm saying. Like Jalen Johnson and Gonzo have done.
He just doesn't want to accept that.
Jalen Waddle did well today against Gonzo, though. Keep reading. I was watching the game.
Yeah. I don't believe you. One thing I'm not going to do is believe you, bro. Okay. Shit like this. I'm going to actually have to see it.
Just to watch the game, bro. He had like 3 catches. That's a lot for Gonzo.
Brandon.
It's a lot for Gonzo.
Can you believe that?
3 catches?
3 fucking catches. Oh, my God.
It's not a lot, bro. J-Jets had 2. It's just one more.
J-Jess is like a top 5 receiver. Jalen Waddle isn't.
Bro, what?
So what are you trying to say here?
So if they don't shut him down completely, they got burnt?
It should be 2 or less, bro.
Tyreek Hill, 5 Get receptions, 48 yards. It's pretty seatbelt.
I'm not disagreeing that Gonzalez is good. I'm just saying he's not.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Here you go. Backtrack. You're the one who brought up Jalen Waddle shit.
You're being an idiot.
Yeah, I'm being an idiot. I said, Jalen Waddle had a really good game, actually, and he sort of thought he got burnt.
Man, I only got targeted 6 times.
I'm saying, bro, my whole argument was Pat Sertain's number one, and you're saying Gonzo's better.
I'm saying Jalen Johnson and Gonzo are better.
Okay. No problem.
You're acting like it's far-fetched, bro. Like, just get out of here.
It's not far-fetched, but it's not the truth either.
Based off competition.
TOT is total tackles.
All right, yo. Let's wrap it up.
All right, man. Anyways, another episode for you guys to let you guys know that Pat Sertain is number one currently in the league. Maybe in the future, Gonzo will be better.
Saddle up.
Saddle up where?
Saddle up.
Right up on.
Broncos couch.
Yeah, it's a horse too.
Let it ride.
Listen, Eagles over Ravens this week, guys. Take my word on this one. Take my word on this one. On this one, take my word, actually.
Take his word, fold it up, throw it right back out the window.
Okay. Because it's trash. I just want to make sure that...
You know, what makes you even think that, though?
Bias.
Just team love.
What do you mean? Like 100 times better. They have what? They have a better quarterback and a better running back?
All right, listen, bro. I'm not even going to try to argue about this.
No. Good setup. Catch you guys, man. Peace.